I've been asked in a private email, which I will not read because contain several private elements, about sex desire, sex attraction, and lust in general. Lust in the Bhagavad Gita is defined as the greatest enemy of self-realization. If someone wants to become self-realized and enjoy the real happiness of spiritual life, the eternal pleasures of spiritual life, he has to learn how to purify attraction to sense objects. Lust takes many forms, and surely attraction for sex activities is one of the most powerful, especially in this age, especially in young age, and especially in these societies where everything is so easily available. Lust has always been existing in the material world, but certainly if you build up a society in the way it has been built up, it's much more difficult, because sense objects are very easily available and always visible. So there is no resting moment for the mind and the senses. I said, especially in young age, the body is strong, the illusion of having a long life is there, and one thinks, I can enjoy now, and in old age I will more easily control my attraction and dedicate myself to self-realization. This is only partially true. It is a matter of fact that in the old age, if someone has practiced some philosophy and some Krishna consciousness, is easier to control the senses. Also because one comes to the reality, comes to understand the reality, the life is closing to the end, and really the body does not respond anymore as before. But if someone would think that the lust go away with old age, is under an illusion, he thinks incorrectly. Lust is always there, may take a different form, and the body may not respond, but the mind is always fresh and the attraction is always there. I remember one story that Srila Prabhupada was telling about the Emperor Akbar. Emperor Akbar had this question in his mind, and he was thinking, in old age, will I be able to control my sense attraction, attraction to womanly bodies? So he asked his brahmanas, his counselors, his spiritual counselors, if this was so. He said, in old age it will be easier for me to control. Actually, at what point of my life will I be able to control my senses? Or at what point I will automatically see my sex desires go away? So the brahmanas said, we'll think about tomorrow, we'll give you the answer. Next day, the brahmanas went to Emperor Akbar and they said, oh, we have the answer. And the emperor asked, so at what point will my old age be a moment where I will be in peace with my senses? And the brahmana said, no, never. Your sense agitation, your sex attraction will always be there the whole of life, for everybody, not only for you, for everybody. Emperor Akbar said, no, I don't believe that. When I will be old, my senses will basically not work anymore. How can I feel attraction for sex? And a specific Brahmana said, okay, come with me and I will give you the proof of what I'm saying. Emperor Akbar and a Brahmana went to a specific house, and the Brahmana had asked Emperor Akbar to carry, to bring with them his young, beautiful daughter, Akbar, beautiful daughter. So the three, they went to this specific house, and they entered, and there was one old man who was about to die. He was really old, and it was obvious that he had not much time to live. And the Brahmana said to Akbar, look where he's looking to. And Akbar saw that the old man was looking to his young, beautiful daughter. So the Brahmana said, you see, he's very old. He's so sick. He's about to die. He will die in hours, in days. But since lust is so natural in his mind, as soon as the young daughter, your young daughter entered this house, he immediately looked at her, trying to imagine, trying to fantasize, trying to do, to get some pleasure out of the contact, of the sight with the object, which is the form. So in this way, it is very clear that lust is a very difficult mechanism, psychological mechanism, to overthrow or to control. In this way, we had to have the understanding of what lust is. Lust is love of God perverted. That means that originally the spirit soul is very much attracted to Krishna, very much attracted to relationship with the other liberated soul in the spiritual world. So when the jiva, the soul, comes in this world, its original pure love of God, which is strongest attraction, its strongest element, gets transformed. It becomes lust. So lust is the most difficult enemy, because it is originally the strongest element, the strongest attraction we have in the spiritual world. So we cannot really control lust. What we have to do is to purify lust by Krishna consciousness, by practice of Krishna consciousness. By sadhana, it is sure that we can purify our identification with the body, and lust will again come back to its original form, its original aspect, which is prema, all over God. So in your case, you don't live in a temple, and you don't live close to a temple either, and this is a big problem. Actually, if you are living house, if I don't remember incorrectly, at the end of May, you should leave your house, then I think you should try to find a house at a walking distance from a temple, so that you can go to Mongolartik every day and chant your rounds in the Devotees Association. This is extremely important. I never tire to repeat this thing to you every time that I send you a message in writing or in video or in audio. I always repeat the same thing, that you should associate with the devotees. You should go to the temple as much as possible. Brahmachari life is the way to control our lust. If you practice in association with other devotees, Brahmacharya then you will be able to control your lust. Even brahmacharis, very powerful brahmachari, they have difficulties. What to speak about you, that you live alone in a place, in association with non-devotees, in a non-devotional place, and then it's not a surprise that you have difficulties in controlling your attraction, your physical attraction. So try to do that. Try to get a place close to a temple. Go to Mongol Arctic, possibly every day, and follow all the programs. Go to Bhagavatam class. Do service in the temple, and you will see that your life will change forever. It will be a very happy life. About your second message, about breaking another regularly principle, which is meat eating, you should understand that the four regulatory principles must be observed by all devotees. If you are angry, you should have been patient and go buy something or do something else, but never ever eat meat, never. You should also understand that initiation will come at the end of 1 year that you have followed all four regulatory principles. To be initiated, you have to do not eat meat, do not have sex life, and no intoxication, and no gambling, and then you can be initiated. So if you have any other question, you just have to write me back. Hare Krishna.